You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, continuing with God's holy days versus pagan holidays. God measures time and has a calendar based on the sun and the moon. That comes from Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 through 19. Talks about the two great lights in the sky that are for times and seasons and days and years. That's the calendar. The pagan deities created a calendar. The one that we currently follow is by Pope Gregory, a Roman Catholic pope, and their calendar has nothing to do with Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 through 19. While he's creating the heavens and the earth, God is creating his calendar, and then Satan subverts it and changes it. Now, ancient Rome had holidays that were counterfeits of the holy days of God. Their holidays started with Sunday, the first day of the week, the venerable day of the sun. The winter solstice festival is today, it's Xmas. I don't even want to say that word with Jesus' title in it because it's got nothing to do with him. Ishtar, the queen of heaven, is what people heard the day dedicated to her, what people keep as Easter, and it goes on and on. God established holy days to worship him on, set them aside as special, reserved them for worship for him. They were the Sabbath, Passover, the days of unleavened bread, Pentecost, trumpets, atonement, Feast of Tabernacles, and then the eighth day. Those are, and you know, starting with the Sabbath, the weekly, and then the rest are the annual, once a year Sabbaths. But Satan has convinced most Christians that these ancient pagan Roman holidays replace God's holy days with God's blessing, and that God's holy days are a burden, terrible, things that you wouldn't want to keep. I tell you, I'm getting ready as we're recording this to go up to a lodge in the mountains, a 16-bedroom lodge with a campground and facilities all around it, to celebrate and to worship God for Passover in the days of unleavened bread. And I can assure you, this is not a burden. This is one of the greater gifts that God has given people. See, the holy days are based on a prophetic pattern that shows God's plan of salvation through Jesus. They all point to Jesus and they have everything to do with him. While the holidays, the Roman holidays are based off of pagan sexual perversions and orgies. That's what they're all about. And people don't know it. They don't understand it because their leaders, their teachers have been sucked in and dedicated themselves to a counterfeit lie that's devised by Satan and has nothing to do with Jesus at all. I hope that you're enjoying this show and all the effort we put into it to deliver it to you 5 days a week. And be sure to listen Monday through Friday at 5:05 p.m. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.